Okay, it's Monday, the 15th of February, 2016. We hope you've had a fabulous Valentine's weekend and treated your partner in all sorts of lovely ways. Welcome to this week's edition of Property Chat with Ken Hume and Kit Myrie. Kit, we've had a busy week.
We have indeed. We've got a couple of new instructions on this week, and we have had a lot of agreed sales this week, a lot of offers and a lot of action in terms of viewings.
Yeah, I would agree. And lots of multiple offers on properties as well. So
yes,
if you are thinking of selling, where we might normally advise you to hang on until later in the springtime, actually we're busy enough to say confidently that, you know, it's a busy time. You'll probably sell anyway. And please do give us a call if you'd like a further chat about that, because we'd be keen to discuss it with you. But this week is about first-time buyers, and we hope we can give you some help in terms of what schemes are available. And Kit, the first one we want to start with, which we think is really good actually, is the new government scheme for first-time buyers, the new ISA. Kit, what have we got on this?
Yes, so the main thing that kind of prompted this discussion, and mainly the series, our new how-to series, is the recent headline, Londoners Sacrifice Wedding for Deposit Savings. Now, it's a recent headline that came out in the Evening Standard, and it says 3/4 of London couples are delaying their weddings until they're having saved for a house deposit. Sorry.
It's kind of sad, isn't it?
I mean,
you know, but you can see the logic behind it really, Kit, because if you think it through, you know, as a couple, what do you want? You want stability, both in your relationship and in your home. And sadly, the way tenancies are in the UK, if you go for an assured short-hold tenancy and rent in the way most of us have to, then there is no security of tenure. And so you don't have that solid kind of, you know, we're going to live here and maybe start a family and the like. So I think this is actually understandable, but a little bit sad, because then, of course, all the money's gone on the house. There's no money for the wedding. You're in a catch-22. Really.
Yeah, definitely. And it did say, actually, more than half would said they would never be able to afford to tie the knot after saving for the deposit. So that reiterates your point.
Yeah.
But, I mean, aside from the doom and gloom of that, we're coming on to what you can do as a first-time buyer.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's get back to these ISAs, Kit. Tell us about ISA. How does it work?
So, yes, a Help to Buy ISA. It's a government scheme that's come in. And what it is you will deposit money in an ISA, open an ISA specifically for Help to Buy, and the government will give you 25% tax-free of whatever you save, up to a £3,000 cap.
Right, so we're talking about £6,000 for a couple then. If you both bought an ISA, an ISA each,
yes,
then you could potentially get £6,000.
Yeah, they are an individual entity, and the minimum deposit is £1,600. And that would give you £400, so the government will only give you the £400, which then the next break is £6,000, and that they'll give you £1,500, and then £12,000, which is the max in terms of, you can save more than £12,000, but the cap will be £3,000. So after £12,000, you can only get up to £3,000.
Yep.
Your solicitor applies for this on completion of the sale. I believe it's actually on exchange of the sale. They'll apply for that, and then the monies will be drawn down.
So there's no way around it. You can't have the money regardless. The
no.
government will give you the money if you're buying a house, but only if you're buying a house. But I still think it's a great incentive and a great way to get people saving and thinking about their future.
Yeah, you can withdraw the money whenever you want. So even if you decide not to buy, you can withdraw the money. So we definitely would, we in the office do think that it's one of the better schemes of the four that we highlight.
Yeah, you know, the government come out with all sorts of harebrained schemes, and most of them don't work very well. But this one does seem like a genuinely sensible idea.
And it runs from the 1st of December 2015, so it's already in place, up until December 2019. But the funds will still be available till December 2030. However, you do risk future government changing the legislation, so that could be up in the air. And aside from that, you can also combine it with other savings, which would also obviously help in terms of your deposit. The one condition is that it's strictly for first-time buyers. So it means that you don't own a property and have never owned a property in the past, which is obviously very important.
Yeah, it will exclude some people. But by the same token, we think it's a really good scheme, a really good way of people starting to think about saving for their future,
mm-hmm.
hopefully in an earlier stage, which they're going to need to do the way prices are going.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, even through me doing some research on it, I've had a look at it and think, I would probably look further into it.
It's kind of a no-brainer if you're a first-time buyer. You know, you might as well start one of these. It's a great idea.
And that kind of rebounds back to the Help to Buy aspect that you're going to explain.
Now, coming on to the next scheme, the government are also helping through a scheme called Help to Buy. Now, Help to Buy across the UK is available, and you get 20% loan from the government, which is tax-free for the first 5 years. But Help to Buy London is a separate scheme and will give you 40% tax-free for the first 5 years. So in the example that we've got in the government illustration, for instance, the home value of £400,000, we've got your deposit, which can be 5%, i.e. £20,000. Then the government would loan you 40%, i.e. 160,000, and then the 55% loan would come from a mortgage lender of 220,000. So that's quite good news. And the way it would then work is that the government would keep their equity share for 5 years, their share, i.e. the £160,000 that they've given you effectively for no interest payments at all, is free for 5 years. That's a great deal.
Yeah,
now,
that's massive,
isn't it? At the end, when you sell the property, what they'll do is they'll take their 40% equity, so that if you sell later on, obviously they'll take the 40% slice of their equity plus the profit in that 40%, of course. Now, there's got to be a rub from the other way as well. But I do think it's good news and a really good way. If you're looking at new build, unfortunately, it's only available on new build properties. I think this isn't very fair. And, you know, but nonetheless, at least it's a good way of, and again, could be combined with your ISA.
Exactly. I was about to say, it can also be combined with ISAs. And the other thing on the Help to Buy ISA is that is not exclusively for new homes. So that can be for any property.
Yeah. So that's what's really good news about it, is that you don't have to buy a new home. Unfortunately, under the Help to Buy scheme, you do need to buy a new build home. We think this is a really big shortcoming, because new build homes are that much more expensive. And especially under the scheme, you'll find that they're much harder to get, we feel, and naturally developers will be increasing prices on the back of these schemes. So it's unfortunate it's not available to the wider market, but nonetheless, it's another way that might help you to get involved with the property market.
And then another scheme, Right to Buy. Now, if you are a council tenant with at least 5 years tenancy, you may be eligible to buy a property. That is also the same for a housing association. So you can check if you're available, you can check, sorry, if you're eligible on righttobuy.com.gov.uk, .communities.gov.uk, apologies. And that will be able to assess your eligibility to buy your council house or housing association property. So that is definitely worth looking in if you are a long-term council tenant.
Yeah, and there's also another way you can access the property market which may be of interest to you. If you can't quite make the meteoric figures of London, for instance, there is the shared ownership. And this is another way of getting involved, where you can buy a share in a property and a housing association takes up the proportion that you don't. And then you pay rental on the proportion, which is a reasonable rental, and then you pay the mortgage on the remaining proportion. And these schemes are quite good, but they're only available on specific properties. So you do need to get involved with developments. If you Google shared ownership, you will come up with some websites which will help you. Also, if you Google Help to Buy, the government can help you there to point you in the right direction in terms of different websites that you can go to. But certainly shared ownership is something that we've seen the growth of here in Norbury, and we've certainly sold for people that have had shared ownership and they've received substantial profits and been able to move on from that, then having the equity in the state that they've had to then buy without being involved with another shared equity scheme.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, again, it's something that needs to be considered in the scheme of all things, really.
Yeah, and it's nice to see, as you mentioned, we have sold previous ones, and it's nice to see the scheme actually working for people.
It is, yeah, we've seen the whole full circle of that now, haven't
we? Exactly.
And it does work for people.
So, I mean, we hope this helps. These are kind of four options that we've come across. I said, the ISA is the most recent one. We would say that we would probably believe that that's would be the most beneficial.
Well, I don't know. I think that, you know, it depends on your circumstances.
Okay.
It will vary from circumstance to circumstance. The other thing that we should add here is that you really should take some advice in terms of your financial position, how eligible you are for the mortgage particularly, because this will be crucial. Without the mortgage capability and without the 5% deposit, it's going to be a struggle, I'm afraid. So you need to speak to someone in financial advice. That can be a minefield too. So our advice is seek out an independent financial advisor, hopefully from someone you know. If you need help with that, we can put you onto one. But the main thing is see an independent financial advisor so they can access the whole of the market and not just a small proportion of it as your local bank or building society might.
So yes, we hope that helps. Stay tuned for more in our how-to series. It's just the first of many. And we're planning on making a kind of a series of informative videos to hopefully help you navigate your way around the property market.
Yeah, thanks for listening. Thanks for watching, everybody. We hope you have a good week. We'll be back next week with another edition of Property